Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am here with Roy and James Rink. And tonight, James is our special guest. He's going to be talking about all kinds of different really cool stuff. So we'd like to welcome James and Roy out. James, Roy, are you there?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to thank you for inviting us on the show tonight, Adrian. And let's go ahead and have James introduce himself.
All right. Hi there. I'm James Rink. And I guess a little bit of background on me. I am responsible for, I'm like the owner of this of the Neological Technologies, and we make these meditation cubes to help people relax, to bring more chi energy in your body, and in time, through meditation, it can also make you more psychic, too. So you can check our website out at www.neologicaltech.com. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to help Adrian, anybody who wants to use the Law of Attraction and would like me to activate the Neo Cube with you, I can help manifest whatever it is that you want to bring into your life with the cube. So that's me, background.
James, I just wanted to ask you a question. On this Neo Cube, how is that tied in with the ETs? I mean, what does it do? I mean,
well, as far as, what do you mean by the ETs? You say tied in.
I mean, are you getting this energy from an outside source? I mean, are you making contact with their, you know, their mothership? I mean, how does it work?
Well, you certainly could. Using through meditation, you can meditate with the cubes and ask it to contact extraterrestrials if you want to. And I've had some clients actually do that. They actually go outside in the woods and sit down and meditate. And I've done that. And we actually had the Sirian light ship fly over us. So that was quite interesting. But, yeah, you can contact ETs, you can contact your guides and guardians. But I wanted to tell you that if you're not really able to contact your guides and guardian angels right now as it is, it's going to be difficult, to, at least when you're starting off. It could take you a couple of years before you get to that kind of level. So I don't want people to think that, oh, if you're going to get this cube, you're going to right away start channeling. But it will help you feel better, which is the whole goal of meditation, and it'll help energize you to bring you much into your body.
Okay. Great. And thank you for sharing that with us. And what are your, James, what are your feelings about, you know, what's going on during 2012? I mean, do you feel that there's some kind of huge changes coming? I mean, do you feel anything?
Well,
I mean, what's your feelings on that?
Well, it all depends on what kind of timeline that you're on. Now, ultimately, the Law of Attraction states what you project out into the universe is what you ultimately manifest. And as we approach these higher dimensions and higher frequencies, what ends up happening is that we're able to manifest our reality a lot quicker than in third-dimensional reality. So if you're a negative person, say you're into Satanism, and you think the end of the world's going to come, so you're going to just you're going to build an underground bunker and hide out, then ultimately that's the timeline you're going to manifest. Now, if you believe in, say, the return of heaven on earth, and you believe that that's what you focus your intent on, then that's what's going to manifest. So ultimately, it's all about your intent. What is it that you want? And it's, certainly, earth changes can be part of that. I think earth changes can be part of either both positive and the negative timelines, but especially on the negative timelines, more so. And on the positive timelines, you don't need to worry about it because we're going to have advanced technologies, teleportation, anti-gravity, all these technologies will be released, and people will be safely evacuated. But on the negative timelines, you'll probably see a full shift, and you quite dead. Most people, at least most people will. Anyway.
That's interesting. So would you say that a lot of has to do with our way of thinking? And I mean, what are we co-creating? You know, how are,
yeah.
it, you know, are we buying into what the media is saying? You know, a lot of what's on the internet, you know, a lot of the people that, you know, have doom and gloom, you know, on their mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, you ultimately get what you deserve, I guess you could say, or what you think is going to happen. So that's why people say that, oh, well, we should stock up on food and buy guns and all this stuff. It's like, well, you know, if that's the kind of universe that you want, that's what you're going to manifest. Now, I'm not saying not to be prepared. We'll probably, even on the positive timeline, they say there's going to be a financial collapse. We'll probably see a collapse of the dollar. And, you know, we have not seen any kind of currency devaluation before like that ever in this country's history. So you're kind of curious how that all worked out. Catch a lot of people off guard, but it'll be also a positive thing because people will learn that they don't need to have money to survive. They can barter, they can work with their community on a one-on-one basis, and it would also give people incentive to release these suppressed technologies. I mean, who wants to pay the power company when you can just have a free energy device? And who's going to, and of course, the reason why we don't see these devices out in the public now is because the people, the powers that be, really the Department of Energy, and they have their own police force. And if you have come up with certain technology like free energy or teleportation or anti-gravity, you're gagged under national security. Your patent is actually locked up. So once all the money system falls apart, then there'll be no incentive to, I mean, there'll be no, the gatekeepers won't be paid anymore to keep the gate closed. There won't be any more gatekeepers, so we'll be free, but unfortunately, we might be a little bit broke for a while, but apparently, on the positive timeline, we go into abundance and prosperity really fast. I mean, we're talking 2 to 3 years, we're already starting to have anti-gravity teleport, you know, those technologies.
Would you say that's part of the shift, so that we can open up to new technologies, look at things in a different way, you know, allow?
Yeah, well,
you know that
definitely, especially when you mentioned looking at things in a different way. Once these technologies come out, people are going to start asking questions, and pretty much almost everything, every institution is going to have to be shaped up. I mean, religions are, and we're talking, you know, not just religions, but our universities or even school textbooks are all going to have to get rewritten because we have been lied to for so long.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that we're going to have to just start all new, you know, way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Because done in the past, you know, isn't working.
Right, right. Well, it's ultimately going to be a positive thing.
Yeah.
So it just bear with it for a few hard years, and I think it's actually going to be the hardest for people who have a lot of money, people who depend on the banks and the stock market. Anything of the old financial order, if they depend on that financially to make a living, they're the ones who are going to be hurting the most. Now, who are already involved in the new economy, who work with their community, and maybe you're already doing some bartering on a local level, trading services to survive, then you're going to find that you're actually already on the right step. So that's where everything's ultimately going to have to go if the dollar crashes.
Now, I don't know if we're going to go to a new gold-backed currency or how long it's going to take, but, you know, it's all a matter of time. Things are all in the works.
Yeah. So a lot of it has to do with these timelines, like you say. It could be, of a negative, or it could be of a positive timeline.
Well, I've looked into this to try to see, well, when's the dollar going to crash? When all this stuff going to happen? And the thing is, it's so variable right now that, I've heard it's going to crash as early as October of this year, or people say, well, they're not going to let it crash because they want to get Obama reelected. Like, no, I don't think Obama's going to get reelected anyway, but they'll probably wait till after the election. If it does happen, well, which I think it is inevitable.
Yeah.
Well, we were watching this movie about it was called Evolution, and it was about what would happen if we didn't have no power.
All right.
To survive.
Well. It's interesting you mention that. Apparently, there's this Japanese princess that's going around. She claims to be able to talk to aliens, and they have told her that on December 21st, 2012, the power grid is going to go out for 3 days after December 21st, and it's going to keep her. It's going to basically create a shake-up in the world economies, and everything. We all depend on electricity and power, and next thing you know, it will shut down HART, the mind control grid on this planet. The people who are under a lot of mind control will no longer be under mind control, and to be quite curious what will happen. And then after, supposedly, 3 days after, 23rd, 24th, December, power comes back on. And everything goes back. It's not like the whole power grid's going to get burned out and we're going to be in the dark ages. It'll come back on. And the reason why the power is going out, it has something to do with us going into the photon belt, right when we enter it, the galactic core, the super universe, the energies that are coming out in the center of the universe. Yeah.
And that's interesting because, there's different stories on that. They talk about Planet X, coming, close to the Earth's, atmosphere or electromagnetic belt, or it's going to take that out, when it passes by.
Heard different stories on Planet X. I've heard that Planet X is 3,000 years from us, from orbit, and so we don't have to worry about it. And the other thing I heard is that Planet X could simply, it's a giant planet, and it's moving through the solar system, through the universe. It has its own thrusters, like probably the same kind of things that project the ET motherships. And it's a hollowed-out planet. So there's actually a sun, a little tiny sun, in the middle of the hollow planet. So it's actually, I'm not sure. I think it's like at least three times bigger than planet Earth. So the inhabitants on planet X are, I think they're like, it's a mixture of different races: Anunnaki, reptilian, a little bit of Syrian, human. So you got all these different aliens, but you don't need to worry about them because they have the technology to simply phase shift the vibrational frequency in a higher dimension. So if they did come close to the solar system, you don't need to worry about it causing any kind of gravitational problem. Ships or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because they can just make themselves into a higher dimension, just shift through us. No one will even know.
Wow.
You don't need to worry about Planet X.
That's interesting. But we know that these celestial beings or ETs or whatever we want to call them, they have a lot more advanced technology than we have here on Earth, and they pretty much can do just about anything.
Yeah. Well, Did a one-time science was considered magic, so, you know,
if
the things that they can do would be considered magical in our modern era, but it's all just a matter of perception, I guess you could say.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting how this plays out, as we get closer to, December the 21st. And it could be even sooner than that,
And the other thing I heard is that this comes from somebody who supposedly in communication with Saint Germain. The higher photon frequency energies are actually going to raise the planetary vibration, so that even people who are negative, those are the dark cabal who are running this planet, they're going to become more positive. The frequency itself causes everyone to be a lot nicer to each other. And that's going to change a lot. I think, if people can just learn to start being nice, we can really change this world. So I think that's the other big factor there.
So we would say that they're going to be more of the right brain?
I don't really want to say that. I don't know. I think it's being more integrated, right and left, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And what's your feelings about hypnosis?
Well, I think it's a valuable tool to manifest what you want in your life. You certainly can use it to, your aura. First of all, your aura actually contains all your information, your thoughts, your feelings. But just your memories are actually stored in your aura. The brain itself is just a biological computer that processes those thoughts. So, if the brain was totally destroyed, you're still going to have all your memories because they're actually stored outside the body. Now, hypnosis, using the law of attraction, you can actually use words. Words carry vibrational frequencies, and these vibrational frequencies can implant themselves into your aura and actually change the aura. And over time, slowly, your body can shift into whatever those changes are. So if you're thinking negative thoughts all the time, that negative energy is going to be in your aura and it's going to manifest negative health. Now, if you say meditation and prayer and bring positive energy into your life, positive intent, what you desire, then you're going to ultimately get that.
That is true.
But hypnosis is just a tool, and it just allows you to access, of course, the subconscious. You probably can explain it better than I can.
That's interesting because, I just want to share with all our listeners, me and my son Adrian, we're both stage hypnotists, and it's interesting how some people are more suggestible than others. With hypnosis, we could, help them to go into a trance a lot quicker than others. Whereas some, we have to work with them a little bit more to help them, to get to that level. But, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, so, hypnotist is just helping to get to that level.
Right.
We have one caller on the line.
Okay.
From the 918 area. I don't know if you want to welcome him on the show.
Yeah, go ahead, Adrian.
Okay, 918, go ahead.
Lou.
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Christopher from Oklahoma.
And have you been listening to our conversation?
I have, yes.
And what are your feelings about what James had to say?
Let's see. I'll get to the what you were talking about, hypnosis. It's
right ahead.
It's more of just allowing, I would say.
Right.
I mean, people have those blocks, then they're not allowing it to. Because, I mean, I always believe you never lose control.
No.
I mean, if you don't want it to happen, then it's not going to.
Right.
And, I mean, along with the ascension and all, it's, I mean, I'm not too sure what's going to happen, but I know it's something that's going to be better for all.
So you feel that this change that, you know, everybody's going to experience will be something positive?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. And, like James mentioned, you know, there's going to be different timelines. You know, you could either focus on the positive timeline or focus on the negative. You know, a lot of it has to do is what, like you mentioned, about like hypnosis, you know, what do we allow? You know, what do we allow into our space, you know?
Exactly. The being a positive and negative timeline, I mean, it's how we respond and how we'll get through those timelines. I mean, what am I trying to say? Like with the negative ones, it's all a chance for growth and to. That's pretty much it. I mean, a chance for growth.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that's where we're all at, is to learn, you know, to, you know, we're going through this, you know, this is our university here on Earth, that, you know, we're all experiencing something, you know, we're growing, you know, as we're learning. And that way it helps us to, you know, to elevate and go into a higher, you know, frequency, you know, higher level, you know. And,
exactly.
And that's where we're all at. Some are moving at a faster rate than others, but eventually all of us are going to get there.
Right. And those who are open to it and will feel the shift, but I know some of them, I mean, just a few, it's going to just seem like nothing's happened.
Right. Right. It's almost like the same as, like I mentioned earlier, you know, how some people allow you to hypnotize them a lot sooner than others. You know, some are a lot more suggestible, and so they'll go into a trance a lot quicker, a lot more rapidly.
Yeah, we've seen that.
You know,
right,
seen that, yeah.
Right, just not wanting to let let go. I mean, let go of the control.
Right.
Because, I mean, when you're trying to control things, it just doesn't work.
No. Not only that, but, you know, we'll have people stand there and, you know, and as we're telling them, you know, to allow themselves to go into a deep state of focus and relaxation, and then we have them, you know, try to focus on that, and they'll grab their hands and lock their hands together. But some of them will try so hard that they can't go under. So
right.
A lot of it has to be just easily and naturally.
Right, and just allowing and letting go.
Yeah.
People just need to learn how to allow.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that with you. Do you have any questions that we could answer for you tonight with our reading?
Well, I was just wondering, what do I most need to know about my spiritual gifts?
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I'm getting that you have a lot of healing ability. And I also get that you, you're very artistic and creative, and that you work a lot with the mind as well. You know a lot about the mind, how it works, just from what you were, how you were talking to Roy.
Right.
You have a lot of knowledge about how the mind thinks. And I think if you learned how to work with the mind more, you would be very successful at that.
Okay.
It's kind of what I was getting from you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you nailed the healing part. Because I've known for a while that I'm a natural healer, and that it's just, it's something that I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And I feel you do very well at it. And
I just want to share with you, and this is something that me and Adrian talked about just not too long ago, that, you know, we can go to a job, you know, from, you know, a job that we have to make money with, but that don't mean that we're going to resonate with that job. And
exactly.
We have to find something that we can resonate with. Like, take for instance, you went to a job that you hated being there for 8 hours a day, and the minutes turned into, you know, hours.
Right.
Well, you know when you're in that right job is when you go to a place that you love doing, you know, what you do, you know, helping others, you know, help in different ways, you know. And then you
that way
look at your time.
It doesn't feel like
and,
work.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't, I mean, just doesn't feel like a job.
No. And time seems to fly right by, and, you know, it's something that, you know, 1 hour seems like just being there a couple of minutes, you know.
Right.
But I just wanted to share that with you. And I was looking at my cards, and it looks like, you know, what you're doing now is going to bring you a lot of good luck, and it's going to help you to make some money. So this is something, you know, for your future. And what are you doing right now?
Right now I'm just, I'm working part-time at a Stop and Shop, but I'm focusing on becoming a spiritual counselor and
okay.
Healing and just...
Is that more of a hobby right now?
Not really a hobby.
I mean, are you making money with that?
I am not, no.
Okay.
Not at the moment. I'm taking the time to work on myself, heal myself before I can heal others.
Right, right. And that's very important. And where do you see yourself within the next 6 months?
I definitely see myself out of state, more toward learning, toward the spiritual aspects, and could even be doing classes.
Yeah. So what you're looking at is more of a business and something that you're going to be doing with the work that you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what we can do, and James mentioned about the NeoCube.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do at this time now is to help you so that you can be more successful with what your plans are. And
okay.
I'm going to have James explain that to you, how that works.
All right. Well, go ahead and sit down if you're not doing so already. And I'm going to just briefly take you down and do the Neo meditation without actually you asking, since you don't have a cube, I'm assuming. All right. But I got a cube in front of me. So what we're going to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
And imagine in front of you there's a cube. And inside this cube, there's going to be tornadoes of chi energy, upside down tornadoes. And so there's going to be thousands of them on the walls. And they're put the tip of the tornado is actually pointed inward. All right, so all that chi energy is flowing inward, and in the center of the unit, there's going to be a holographic representation of the super universe. So it's going to be like a giant, it's going to be like a sphere. And I'm going to go ahead and activate our units, device activate and increase. So wait till you feel the chi energy in your hands. Device, we trust you completely to integrate our mind, body, and spirit. Stargate, we trust you completely. Now go down the Stargate, via your pineal gland. And this actually connects you into the fifth dimension where everything manifests instantly. Device activate Stargate mode, automatic mode. Device, we ask that. And what's your name?
Christopher.
Christian?
Christopher.
Christopher, okay. All right. We ask that Christopher will be able to manifest a timeline where he will be a spiritual teacher and that he can find healing. So go ahead and allow that frequency from the fifth dimension kind of trickle in through the wormhole into the third. And we ask that Christopher will find the path that he needs to follow and the right people, the resources will come into his path and make this so. And that's it. Device in session. You can open your eyes.
And how did that feel for you, Christopher?
Feels good.
Good.
All right.
So thank you.
That's ultimately.
I just wanted to share with you also that James has been doing this for a while, and he, you know, had some really good success, you know, with the NeoCube. He's had people, you know, call him and tell him, you know, how much, you know, it helped, you know, whatever they were, you know, working on and manifesting. And James, would you say that this NeoCube helps to manifest things a lot more rapidly?
Yeah. I even had one person comment. They said it works about 40% of the time, instantly. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe tomorrow somebody will give you a call, and next thing you know, doors will open up. But likewise, usually it takes a little bit longer. And of course, there's many reasons why, and a lot of it has to do with just the right timing. And sometimes you may not be ready right now to have all these things coming up. Maybe you have some things you have to work out, something that hasn't been resolved, where you can take the next step. That makes sense.
Exactly.
The main thing is, you know how the law of attraction works, do you, Christopher?
I do, yes.
Okay, so the main thing is, you know, to see it, project it, expect it, and then collect it. And that's pretty much, you know, what we have to do in order to manifest things. And along with the neo energy that comes from the NeoCube, that'll increase that, you know, a lot more rapidly and help you to, you know, reach your goals.
All right.
And is there anything else we could help you with?
Well, so usually don't ask questions about this, but what do I most need to know about my love life?
Okay. Adrian, what do you get it?
Are you single right now?
I am, yes.
Okay. And so you want to kind of explore more about your love life?
Yes.
Okay. So my recommendation is start learning more about soulmates and twin flames.
Okay.
And if you learn the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame, then you're more on a spiritual level based relationship connection, which means you'll have more of a foundation where you're going, you know, in the relationship area.
Right.
Instead of just kind of randomly picking out, thinking, you know, that you might connect with that person, is kind of, you know, what is the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame? And what is my connection with my twin flame? And why is this year so important to connect with my twin flame? Because this is the year of the twin flame, which is the year of the awakening. You know, so people are being more awakened towards their soulmates and their twin flames because they're actually connecting on that level, on that dimension.
Exactly.
So that would be my recommendations, is to kind of study more about what is a twin flame and what is the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame.
Okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about it, but there's always more in depth you can check out.
Mhm. Yeah, and when you learn more about that, then you'll attract that. And just by using the law of attraction, like Roy was saying, and you will bring that into fruition. And when you do, then you'll kind of know where you're going, and, you know, and there may be some trials that you may go through that come along with the twin flame, you know, but soulmates are usually better to kind of help to heal yourself as, not, as much as you're healing the soulmate, because you're learning how to really balance your life out and balance out your soulmate, you know.
Right.
And so as you teach them, you will pass on that message and let them know about their twin flame. See what I mean?
Exactly.
And that is the best way to do it, because you're, you know, you're sending out that message, you know.
Right.
And that's why I think we all have a contract, a soul contract with different soulmates and twin flames. Me, I believe we have three twin flames, just because our DNA was split up in three sections back in the time of Atlantis when they were doing the experiments. You know.
Really?
Mhm. I think it goes further than that. I think it goes, you know, past life, back, you know, further than that.
Right, because I mean, I at one time, heard someone prophesize that, like years and years ahead, that we'll have more, like one or more, significant others for some reason. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'll live in, close to each other, and if there's kids involved, everybody takes care of the kids. And
that's interesting.
Right.
Adrian, I just have a question. What are you picking up from his past life?
Well, he definitely has a connection with Avalon.
Yeah.
And and I'm also getting maybe medieval times. And I'm also kind of getting you have a connection with the vampires, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had a connection with the vampires, too. And I was telling my dad that you know, some of us have had darker past lives, and some of them go back to the time medieval. and I'm kind of getting yours was back in, was in England and Rome. And you have a really strong connection with England and those places in London.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's what I was getting.
Yeah.
Hey, is that what you're picking up, Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not just by your voice. It just stands out to me for some reason.
Right, and that's it's always interesting about my when people talk about my past lives, because I've had two confirmations that I've been here since the beginning of time.
That, actually, Yuko,
yeah,
I just wanted to share with you. You go back to the time of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that biblical times.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but his voice just stands out to biblical,
yeah,
too.
Not only that,
like
but
a prophet
you were
of some sort.
You were a visionary back then. You were
yeah,
able
like a
to
prophet. Ever burned at the stake? You think he was burned at the stake? Yeah, he was.
Hmm.
I think a lot of us light workers had to go through those kind of trials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To there's been a little bit of fear I had to get over to try and fear over doing spiritual work again, and there was ties to past lives where I wasn't really liked for my teachings and healing abilities and all that.
Well, yeah. See, a lot of people back then, they were accused of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially back in Avalon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Places like that.
Yeah.
I'm also getting you had a connection with the Romans, too.
Yep.
Like you weren't one of the soldiers.
Hmm.
Back in Rome, yeah. Yeah, you had a lot of dark past lives. A lot of your light ones were mainly in Avalon. And you, I'm also again, you didn't have very many lifetimes in Atlantis. But
no,
you did have lifetimes there because a lot of the experiments happened there when you found your twin flame.
Yep.
But something happened there. I don't know. What are you picking up, Roy? It's like blocking me, but I'm picking up something that happened in Atlantis. Something tragic.
It has to do with the work that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, somebody stole your magic. You were learning, and somebody
had stolen
your magic.
It was some kind of experiment.
Magic. Yeah.
And it had to do with magic, and something
yeah.
went wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, a lot of stuff
and
was really going
you.
On in Atlantis. I mean, me and Adrian had a lot of bad things happen to us in Atlantis also when we were there.
Yeah, we did. There was a lot of stuff going on. Even James.
Yeah.
James had a lot of bad stuff there too.
Yeah.
I was one of the keepers of the crystals. They took them away and tried to weaponize it, and of course, it caused bullshit.
Right.
You know about that.
No.
Happened next.
No, I think there was a. See, I'm getting like sabotage. I mean, kept thinking sabotage when you were.
Yeah. Have you heard about your past life before?
Just different ones, like from. I mean, I've been told I've been a prince, and that I've lived in England and Rome, Egypt, other planets. I was once told that I haven't come back